Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Sankalp Saptaha in 500 aspirational blocks across the country. Says with focus on basics of good governance, even challenging goals can be achieved. Prime Minister addresses Mahasankalp rally in Bilaspur, says Bharatiya Janata Party government has always been committed to the development of Chhattisgarh. RBI extends last date to exchange 2,000 rupee currency notes till 7th October. Two infiltrating terrorists killed by security forces in Machil sector in Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD announces departure of monsoon from the country, says it was near normal, defying El Nino effect. Indian men's football team wins SAF Under-19 championship. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India win 2 gold, 2 silver and a bronze on day 7. Women boxers assure 3 medals for the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a week-long program, Sankalp Saptah, in New Delhi today. The program aims to enhance governance and improve the quality of life in 500 aspirational blocks spanning through 329 districts across India. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the aspirational blocks program strives to enhance citizens' quality of life at the block level. He said aspirational district program ADP has completed 5 years and is an example of good governance. Mr. Modi said in any list of the top 10 programs of independent India, the ADP will figure in golden letters.
यह कार्यक्रम टीम भारत की सफलता का प्रतीक है. यह सबका प्रयास की भावना का प्रतीक है. यह कार्यक्रम भविष्य के भारत के लिए भी अहम है और इसमें संकल्प से सिद्धि ये इनहेरेंट है, उसका प्रतिबिंब है. जब भी कभी आजादी के बाद बनी टॉप 10 योजनाओं का अध्ययन होगा तो उसमें एस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट प्रोग्राम को स्वर्ण अक्षरों में लिखा जाएगा.
The Prime Minister pointed out that the program showed that if there is focus on basics of good governance, even challenging goals can be achieved. Mr. Modi stressed that the success of aspirational districts program will form the basis of aspirational blocks program.
अब एस्पिरेशनल ब्लॉक प्रोग्राम का आधार बनी है. डिस्ट्रिक्ट लेवल का एक्सपीरियंस इतना सफल रहा है कि दुनिया में विकास के मॉडल की चर्चा करने वाले हर कोई इसमें से बहुत कुछ लेसन्स खास करके डेवलपिंग कंट्रीज के लिए सजेस्ट कर रहे हैं. हमने भी उसी में से बहुत सीखा है और उसमें से विचार आया है कि 500 ब्लॉक्स देश के हर राज्य में जहां भी और एक पैरामीटर के तहत उसका मूल्यांकन किया गया है और उसमें से इन 500 ब्लॉक अगर हम इसको स्टेट की एवरेज पर अगर हम ले आए, नेशनल एवरेज पर ले जाए, आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं कितना बड़ा परिवर्तन आएगा.
Sankalp Saptah is linked to the effective implementation of Aspirational Blocks program. The nationwide program was launched by the Prime Minister on 7th January this year. The Prime Minister urged the secretaries of departments present on the occasion to work for rapid development of every state and handholding of backward districts. Mr. Modi said Jan Bhagidari or people's participation has tremendous potential in finding solutions to problems. The Prime Minister also interacted with 3 block-level officers from Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Meghalaya. The Prime Minister addressed the Mahasankalp rally of the Bharatiya Janata Party in Bilaspur, Chhattisgarh today. He alleged that only scams are occurring in the name of employment in the state. He emphasized that the PSC scam is a significant fraud against the youth. The Prime Minister said Bharatiya Janata Party government, whether at the centre or in the state, has always been committed to the development of the state. He highlighted that over the last 5 years, the BJP-led central government has allocated substantial funds to Chhattisgarh for electricity, roads and other development projects. He said, however, these benefits have not reached the common people due to misgovernance in the state.
छत्तीसगढ़ को केंद्र सरकार से हजारों करोड़ रुपया मिला है. यहाँ सड़क हो, रेल हो, बिजली हो, दूसरे ऐसे अनेक विकास के काम हो, हमने छत्तीसगढ़ के लिए पैसे की कोई कमी नहीं रखी.
On the issue of paddy procurement, Mr. Modi said the central government purchases every grain of paddy from the farmers of Chhattisgarh and provides the necessary funds for the purchase.
यहाँ के धान किसानों का दाना दाना केंद्र की भाजपा सरकार खरीदती है. छत्तीसगढ़ के किसानों का धान खरीदकर केंद्र सरकार ने 1,00,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा दिए. पैसे केंद्र की भाजपा सरकार देती है और दावे यहाँ कांग्रेस सरकार करती है.
The Mahasankalp rally was organized by the BJP in Bilaspur to mark the conclusion of two Parivartan Yatras conducted by the party in the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said India will not only be self-reliant in drug manufacturing, but will be in a position to export active pharmaceutical ingredients, API, and key starting material, KSM, to the world in the next 10 years. The Home Minister was speaking at the inauguration of a permanent campus of the National Institute of Pharmaceutical Education and Research, NIPER, Ahmedabad, at Palaj in Gandhinagar. Mr. Shah said institutes like NIPER will play an important role in achieving self-sufficiency for India research and development in the pharmaceutical sector in the country.
जब तक अनुसंधान के क्षेत्र में भारत अपना पदार्पण नहीं करता है, अपनी महारत हासिल नहीं करता है, हम विश्व के औषधियों के निर्माण के क्षेत्र में अपना दबदबा नहीं बना सकते. नाइपर अहमदाबाद ने स्वयं को अभी से एक प्रसिद्ध उत्कृष्टता का केंद्र के रूप में स्थापित किया है कि आने वाले दिनों में इसको आप और आगे बढ़ाएंगे.
Earlier, Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various development works of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation and Ahmedabad Urban Development Authority at Tragard in Gandhinagar. Assam and Meghalaya have decided to wind up the Judicial Commission to inquire into the Mukro firing and replace it with an independent commission by the CBI. The CBI will register the case at a place other than Guwahati and Shillong to maintain neutrality of investigation. This was decided in the Chief Minister-level border meeting held in Guwahati today. Both Assam and Meghalaya have decided to pull back their police forces from Kanduli area, which is located on the Assam-Meghalaya border. Now onwards, the area will be manned by CRPF personnel. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In the Kashmir Valley, Kupwara police and army in a joint operation successfully foiled an infiltration bid in Kumkadi area of Machil sector in Kupwara district today. In a swift and coordinated operation, two terrorists were neutralized by security forces. Based on an intelligence input, a joint alert party of police and army launched a search operation in Kumkadi area along the line of control in Machil sector. The joint team observed movement of terrorists and by employing meticulous tactics, intercepted the terrorists who fired indiscriminately upon the joint team. The fire was retaliated, leading to elimination of two heavily armed unidentified terrorists. In Kerala, the NIA has filed a charge sheet in the special court at Ernakulam against Shah Rukh Saifi, a Delhi Shaheen Bagh youth, in connection with the train arson incident that took place near Elathur in Kozhikode district in April. The NIA said Saifi, the sole accused in the case, was self-radicalized through various online material available on social media. More than 7 lakh events are expected to take place tomorrow for the Mega Cleanliness Drive. Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Hardeep Singh Puri told Akashvani News in an exclusive interview today. The minister said the Prime Minister's call for Mega Cleanliness Drive is receiving an overwhelming response from people across various walks of life. Speaking about the milestones of Swachh Bharat Mission, the minister said more than 4,800 urban local bodies are 100% open defecation free. The waste processing has increased from 15% to 16% in 2014 to 76% according to 2022-23.
This program has led to what I call behavioral change. A project of the government has succeeded in becoming a project of the people. It has become a Jan Andolan. And I can tell you that target of making India open defecation free means that all the 4,800 or so urban local bodies that we have in the country now are open defecation free. It's not a one-time self-certification. This is dependent on third-party verification, and so everybody has to be on the lookout.
Tune into FM Gold channel of Akashvani at 9:15 tonight to listen to this exclusive broadcast. The Reserve Bank of India has extended the last day to exchange 2,000 rupee currency notes to October the 7th. The RBI said the period specified for the withdrawal process has come to an end, and based on a review, it has been decided to extend the current arrangement. According to the data received from banks, 96% of the 2,000 rupee banknotes in circulation as on 19th May 2023 have since been returned. The bank had on May the 19th announced the withdrawal of its highest value currency note, 2,000 rupee, from circulation, adding that the notes will continue to be legal tender. The monsoon season in the country has ended with near-normal rainfall received from June to September this year. India Meteorological Department IMD today said positive factors countered the effect of El Nino conditions. IMD said during the monsoon season, the country received 94.4% rainfall. The IMD has issued an orange alert in the districts of Thiruvananthapuram in Kollam, Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha and Ernakulam of Kerala. It has indicated the possibility of isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. The department has issued a yellow alert for the remaining 9 districts. The state has been receiving widespread rain over the last 3 days. In football, India have won the South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-19 Championship, defeating Pakistan 3-0 in the final in Kathmandu this evening. Mangling Thang Kipgen and Gwabar Goyari scored for India. Pakistan posed no threat to the well-composed Indian side, who dominated the game from the start. With today's victory, India successfully defended their title, which they won last year. On day 7 of the ongoing Asian Games in Hangzhou, China, India added 2 gold, 2 silver and a bronze to take its overall medals tally to 38 with 10 gold, 14 silver and 14 bronze. India currently stands at the 4th position on the medals table. In badminton, India won the men's team semi-final against Korea 3-2. They will face China in the finals tomorrow. In hockey, India defeated Pakistan 10-2 in the Pool A match. In men's 10,000 metres, India's Kartik Kumar and Gulveer Singh won silver and bronze, respectively. In table tennis, India's Ahika Mukherjee and Sutirtha Mukherjee defeated China by 3-1 to enter the women's doubles semi-final. In the mixed doubles tennis final, Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle won gold, defeating Chinese Taipei's Enshuo Sung Hao Huang. In the men's team squash event, the Indian trio of Saurav Ghoshal, Abhay Singh and Mahesh Mangaonkar won gold, defeating Pakistan 2-1 in the final. The Indian shooting contingent, including Sarabjot Singh and Divya Tadigol, took a silver medal in the 10-metre air pistol mixed team final. Meanwhile, Preeti and Lovlina Borgohain assured India of medals by entering the semi-finals of their respective boxing categories. Nikhat Zareen already qualified for the semis yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian players for their outstanding performance. After fans around the globe participated in voting, the names of the 2 official ICC mascots have been revealed for the 2023 Cricket World Cup in India. The ICC has announced that Blaze and Tonk have been unanimously chosen as the names of the mascot duo. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Sankalp Saptah in 500 aspirational blocks across the country. Says with focus on basics of good governance, even challenging goals can be achieved. Prime Minister addresses Mahasankalp Rally in Bilaspur. Says Bharatiya Janata Party government has always been committed to the development of Chhattisgarh. RBI extends last day to exchange 2,000 rupee currency notes till 7th October. 2 infiltrating terrorists killed by security forces in Machil sector in Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD announces departure of monsoon from the country, says it was near normal, defying El Nino effect. Indian men's football team wins SAF Under-19 championship. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.